Hello again, everybody, and welcome back to the Route 25 podcast brought to you by Fox Valley Magazine and When and How Communications. Today, we're talking with Rosie Martinez, Rosaline, as I like to call her. Rosie is the MC of this year's St. Patrick's Day parade. Rosie actually started the parade way back in 2000 when she had just arrived over from Ireland. She is Irish, despite her last name. And she said she married a Cuban guy. So there's a little bit of colorful language in our discussion, not too much. But, you know, it just reflects the personality, and I'm going to leave it in. So I hope that's not offensive to anybody, but be that as it may, let's get going. Here's Rosie. Okay, how did you get involved in this? I was told that you actually started getting involved in the parade in 2000.
I started the parade in 2000. I was the founder of the parade.
Really?
Yes. Yes, I was.
So how did that come about?
So I came to America to work for McNally's in 1997. And I came there and I basically, after being in McNally's for a couple of years, I came from a family that was always involved in the community. So I decided that there was no St. Patrick's Parade. So I went to the mayor and I asked her, would she let me start the first St. Patrick's Parade?
Wow. That's something else. Well, you must be pretty proud about how this has all turned out.
Yeah, I am very proud of it. My philosophy is if you bring good things to people, it always progresses into positive stuff, you know?
What got you here? What got you to St. Charles? I mean, other than working at McNally's.
Maurice McNally approached me in Dublin and asked me to come out and open up his establishment.
Oh, interesting. Wow.
Yeah. So that's how I ended up working for that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So you came from, and I'll screw up. What county did you come from? I'll screw up the name.
I'm from Cavan, County Cavan. C-A-V-A-N.
Yeah. So that's a border. That's a border. County. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It is a border county. You must know. You know Ireland, obviously.
Well, I don't know about that, but I have a good family friend who came from, again, I'll mispronounce it, Strabane, up north.
Oh, yeah.
But not too far from you.
Okay.
Yeah, Michaela McDade. Lovely woman. Lovely woman. And I just sort of fell in love with her accent from the beginning. I'm a sucker for that kind of thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, so,
awesome. Yeah, thank you for being even interested in my story. So you're very nice to even take me on.
Oh, no, I'm fascinated. Well, I'm particularly that region of Ireland, obviously. I mean, particularly, you know, a few decades ago, it was pretty a pretty interesting place to live, I'm told. Michaela has some interesting thoughts.
Well, I didn't come from the English part.
No, I know, right.
I came from the bordering counties. I'm from the south. You know, it would be the south in Ireland, you know, so... It's not like, honestly, I grew up with in a family business. My mom had a grocery store for over 100 years. So, and I came from 5 kids. So everything was very important to community, was big for us. So from the ages I can remember, I was always working around the community, you know, or making sure, like, my uncle built the first leisure center up by us. So kids could actually play basketball and get involved in sports. So it was very instilled in me at a very young age, you know?
Yeah, that's neat. That's neat.
Yeah. So I think that's a big part of why I am who I am, is because it just comes natural for me, being honest with you, to stalk people for money. You know what I mean? It's just like, I've been doing it since I was a child. Like, my mother would put a tickets and say, go out to the church and sell tickets. We need to build this for this family. And that's how I grew up. So everything was, it was never about us. It was about the community. And the community is what built us. And if you looked after your community, you would have a successful business and everybody be thriving around you. And I don't think it's much different today if actually people calm down and realize that we need each other in the story, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's kind of a good message these days, for sure.
Yeah. Don't you know?
Don't you know? Yeah. So you're going to MC this year. So what's that going
to
be like?
I'm going to MC this. So I'm excited about this. So they asked me to MC, which was super nice of them. And I've never MC'd the parade before. So I'm really excited to do that because I love the Blarney. So we're going to MC as Shay Clark and myself. And I think we have over 85 floats, but this is what I was talking to you. I actually sponsored the 32 flags of Ireland. So I have every region of Ireland, and I'm myself and Ted Myers actually sponsored it. We paid for it. We basically went out and bought all the flags. So we have every county of Ireland involved. And I just picked up 2 6-foot Ukrainian flags from Ukraine. And we're going to fly them. And then I have a young girl that lives with me from Ireland. She actually goes to DePaul. And she plays basketball for Ireland.
Oh, wow.
So she brought me back the original flag that was in the premiere that she won with. So I have the 20-foot flag of that came the whole way from Ireland. Her dad brought it out to me last week. So I'm going to fly that. So I have the 32 regions, and I have the Ukrainian flag, the Polish flag, the Irish flag, and the 2 American flags. So it's going to be absolutely gorgeous how it's done.
Wow.
And so that's...
How are you flying these?
I own a hair salon.
Yeah.
So in St. Charles, I opened it 2 years ago, and I have all my clients are coming to fly the flags.
Oh, right. Oh, that's great. That's really great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome?
That's a great concept. That's a great idea.
I just feel it's really important because it's like we're really in really crazy times, and I don't know what the flag does for you, but it does a lot for me, because when I was homesick and I couldn't get home to see my family, the flag is what made me proud.
Yeah.
So to walk up the streets of St. Charles, the 22-year-old kid that came here with nothing in our pocket, only $200, and to walk up the street and to show the people of St. Charles or whoever's at the parade that there's more to Ireland than green, white, and gold. We all come in different colors, and we're a unity. And that's who we are and what we represent and where we come from. We stand by that, and we're very proud. We're a very proud nation.
Yeah.
And that's my ticket to this.
That's lovely.
So you can write that whatever way you want. That's how I look at it.
That's lovely. Yeah. No, I do understand what your sentiment, because I lived overseas for a few years. And I've done, my business has taken me overseas, pretty much all over the world, and in some unusual places, Middle East and places.
Wow,
where
how cool is that?
Places where Americans aren't necessarily terribly welcome. But you know what, the flag, you know, when you see that flag, it does, at least for me.
It anyway. Represents something.
It does.
It represents, like, you know, when you're away from home and you see an American flag, your eyes jump up because you're like, oh, that's home. That's home.
Precisely.
And that's what it was for me. Like, you know, I worked for McNally's for a long time, and he was from Armagh, but that was great. He was from Armagh, but I'm always Cavan all the way. I'm never going to be. I'm always my own. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I know. Yeah,
that is. We're very strong about that. We don't muck around with that. You know what I mean? So that's what I wanted to statement. I says, if I'm going to do this, Ted Myers from Myers and Flowers said, I'm gonna sponsor it with you. So we got together and we rallied around and got these 32 flags. And took us a few months to get all of the counties, but we got it. And then Ukraine, I wanted to make sure I represent Ukraine, and I have a couple of Polish clients. So we're all from Europe. So we're all going to fly the flag. So it's going to be incredible. I really would love for someone to go out there from the newspaper and capture that moment, because I think it's going to be incredible.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have the American flag at the front and an American flag at the back. So that shows that we wouldn't be anywhere today, only for America. America has brought a lot for us, brought a lot to me. So that's where I'm at. That's
wonderful. Yeah. That's wonderful. Yeah. You know, I'd be remiss here if you had mentioned your business. Can you tell folks a little bit about your Rosie's Color Studio?
So I always wanted to do hair from a very young child. So when I came here, I worked behind the bar for 15 years for McNally's, and I saved my money, went back to school, and I became a hairdresser. And then I went to Geneva because I thought I might as well stay close to where people know me. So I built my business. And then 2 years ago, I had a double mastectomy and a hysterectomy. My father passed away, and it was all in the middle of the pandemic. And I said, I am done. I need to go out there and I need to do something that makes me happy. So I changed my life and I opened my own little studio. I have a suite in St. Charles called Rosie's Color Studio. And the people of the community have been unbelievable to me. They have looked after me like I was the kid from America. They just like took care of me and supported me all the way. So I love being in St. Charles, and I love having my business in St. Charles. That makes me so proud, you know.
That's great. Yeah, that's wonderful. All right, so any sort of trepidation about being an MC? That's the MC is the one who stands up there and talks, right? I somehow knowing you all of a sudden I'm pretty sure you're not going to have a problem with that.
I would drive you nuts. It's me and she's going to do it, but we're like, the two of us love, we feed off each other. We love to get the pace going. We want to get the people wheeling and celebrating, and we're sort of like we rub off each other. And he's from Dublin. Yep. And I'm from Cavan, so we love to give each other shit, basically. we're ball busting. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to get up there and we get these people going and get people excited about it. And hopefully we'll bring some positivity to the day, you know?
Yeah. There you go. Well, that sounds fantastic.
Does that make sense to you? Like, yeah. I don't know if that's what you're looking for, or if I'm giving you what you're looking for.
I'm not looking for anything. I want to hear from you.
So okay.
Whatever you have to tell me, I'm going with. No, that's great. That's wonderful. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a heck of a fun time. So I'll definitely be out there.
It's going to be a blast.
Yeah.
It's going to be a blast. You got to come over.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm not Irish. I'm not Irish, but, you know, I will partake. You know, I'm sort of Italian.
You're Italian?
I'm Italian and German.
It's St. Joseph's Day a couple of days later. Just wear your red. You're fine. You'll be good. You know.
All right. I've got dispensation. This is good.
I always had a soft spot for the Dagos. You know what I mean? They're the best.
That's good. That's it. Well, we love you mixed too. So.
I know we do. We love each other till we marry each other, and then we fucking kill each other. That's just how it is. it's going to be a good time. It's great. The city of St. Charles have really done a great job maintaining that parade. Like they really have. Like I stopped doing the parade. I had a little boy 5 years ago. So I stopped doing the parade because it was just too much work between trying to run a business and trying everything else. Yeah. But I'm going to come back and, you know, help them out next year again. But I'm really happy. They never forgot me. They were like, you know what? You deserve this. And that was like, I didn't expect that. I never done this parade for gratitude. I never did it to be top of the line. You know, and I didn't do it to get anything out of it. I did it because I loved it. And I wanted to show the people of St. Charles what we do on St. Patrick's Day. It's a family day. And we go out there with our kids and we go to a parade and we go in and have a dinner somewhere. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
And that's all I was trying to do. And it's great to see the community and the small businesses. You know, everybody needs to support them. We all need to stick together right now.
All right. Well, Rosaline, I'm sorry. It just rolls off the tongue. I'm sorry.
And by the way, my last name is Martinez, so don't get confused. I married a Cuban, so I know it's a little nuts.
It's all good. Although I must admit, I noticed that.
My real name is O'Connell. I know. Every time I go into a room, everybody thinks I'm going to be Mexican, and they're like, "Oh shit, look at her," because it's Rosie Martinez. You know what I mean? You
know, that's America, nuts. Baby. It's America. It's a melting pot.
That's America, baby. Yeah.
All right, Rosie, thanks so much. I appreciate your time. I know you're running around here, I can tell. So looking forward to Saturday. We'll have a good time.
All right, awesome. Well, thanks a million. Have a great day, and thanks for taking my call.
Thank you so much.
All right.